Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny. Tel Aviv and Haifa enjoy clear skies, while Jerusalem experiences a gentle breeze, perfect conditions for those venturing outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier this hour, Mariv reports that reserve fighters at the Nahal Oz outpost claim a severe shortage of manpower, food, and equipment. This follows operations in Gaza. Also, Walla reports that American strikes hit the Akhtakakan railway bridge in northern Iran overnight. This bridge connects China, Iran, and Russia. Also this hour, a tragedy in Caesarea, as reported by Israel Hayom. A man died after injuring himself, jumping headfirst into a pool. Separately, Ynet reports that the U.S. military struck Iran's coast, hitting air defenses and other assets. The strikes were tied to Khamenei's funeral, with Israel seeing low spillover risk. And finally, the Jerusalem Post writes that a settler group called the Habashan Pioneers crossed the Syria border. They spent the night on Mount Hermon in newly controlled areas. Time uses $1,050. From social media, Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago. Lebanon's Foreign Minister Youssef Raji emphasized that negotiations with Israel are solely Lebanon's responsibility. Meanwhile, Visegrad 24 reported earlier today that Turkish President Erdogan gifted custom-engraved revolvers at a NATO summit. UK PM Keir Starmer left his gift in Ankara due to diplomatic gift restrictions. Israel Hayom English shared news that Israel's $35 billion gas deal with Egypt progresses. A key pipeline has opened, furthering regional energy cooperation. Let's go deeper. Starting with Nahal Oz, Mariv highlights the frustration among reservists. They report inadequate support and resources at the outpost. This situation raises concerns about the preparedness and welfare of military personnel in strategic areas. Turning to the strike in Iran, Walla details that the Akhtakakan Bridge is critical for connecting key regional players. This strike disrupts transit routes used by China, Iran, and Russia. The action signals escalating tensions and potential international repercussions. Meanwhile, the tragedy in Caesarea highlights the risks of pool safety. According to Israel Hayom, the incident underscores the importance of safety measures to prevent such accidents. Communities must remain vigilant to prevent future tragedies. The U.S. strikes on Iran's coast align with heightened security around Khamenei's funeral. Ynet notes these actions target strategic military installations. The strikes come as tensions rise, but Israel assesses a low risk of direct conflict spillover. Finally, the Jerusalem Post reports on the Habashan pioneers crossing into Syria. Their actions stir regional and international attention. This move reflects ongoing tensions and territorial disputes in the Golan Heights area. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that nursing workers have declared a labor dispute. This affects around 60,000 workers due to concerns over staffing and resources. Potential disruptions in healthcare services loom. Separately, CTEC questions why Israel's tech industry hasn't boosted productivity despite significant investments. The disparity highlights challenges in translating innovation into economic efficiency. And finally, Mariv Business reveals ExxonMobil's interest in Israeli gas and oil exploration. Talks with Energean could lead to significant investments. This move promises to enhance Israel's energy sector. That's your Israel 18 news update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.